Jesus said to the disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And could I have a volunteer to read it through again, but this time in honor of Lady Wisdom from the Book of Proverbs? Let's switch all those gender pronouns to she. Debbie, would you read it?
I would love to. Jesus said to the disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, she will guide you into all the truth. For she will not speak on her own, but will speak whatever she hears, and she will declare to you the things that are to come. She will glorify me, because she will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the mother has is mine. For this reason, I said that she will take what is mine and declare it to you. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. And we have this lovely representation of the Trinity that Debbie made for us. Thank you so much, Debbie. I wish that I could elaborate on it, but I think you'll have to tell us what's going on here, Debbie.
Well, I used three different colors of chalk.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to make some three distinct things that were happening, but that intersected with one another. Mm-hmm. And I had in mind when I was doing it, which I thought represented Creator, which represented Christ, and which represented Spirit. But I actually think that that could be open to interpretation, depending on how you were looking at the drawing. So I don't want to like impose that necessarily on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a.
I love artistic representations of the Trinity. I think it's just such beautiful fodder for creativity because it like is creativity at its core, right? That relationality, that way, that form of interaction, right? What is creativity but new things birthing as a result of those interactions? So thank you, Debbie, for that beautiful piece of art. When we talk about the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I think usually in church we spend a lot of time talking about Jesus, and we spend a lot of time talking about God the Father, but we don't spend as much time talking about the Holy Spirit. Fortunately, during these weeks after Easter, and now around the time of Pentecost, which we celebrated last week, we have an opportunity to talk a little more about the Holy Spirit. And that's what our text is about tonight, both this text and the first reading from Proverbs, which I'm sorry you don't have in front of you, but was such a beautiful reading about Lady Wisdom, right? Lady Wisdom, who later tradition identifies with the Holy Spirit. Wisdom created by God in the beginning, before the world was created, and accompanying God in that act of creation, rejoicing with God in the whole inhabited world and taking delight in the human race. I love the imagery in that reading. And when we look at that reading, there's a focus and an attention on human beings. The triune God is a God who desires to be in relationship with us, who doesn't want to be distant, but wants to be involved in the world, so much so that he became enfleshed in Jesus of Nazareth, not only experiencing our joys, but also our sorrows and sufferings. Lady Wisdom of Proverbs is what inspired the author of the Gospel of John. to use the language of logos. Do you know the prologue to the Gospel of John? The Word, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's the word logos, right? Logos means reason, like biology, sociology, right? Logos. Logos, Word, God with us. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, his Spirit, who will guide the disciples once Jesus is gone, who will remind them of all that he has said and done and guide them into all truth. And what I want to focus on today is the word that is translated in your text as declare. It's three times here. Declare to you the things that are to come. The Holy Spirit will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And once again, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. In Greek, this word is anaangelein. And there's that word has this preface, ana, which is like our re. It means again. And so this word is actually re-declare, re-proclaim, retell, remind, re-announce. And this is really important because it clues us into the Holy Spirit's function and nature. The Holy Spirit is supposed to re-declare time and time again to us the good news about Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit's job is not to come up with new material, but to remind us of what Jesus said and did on earth, remind us of who he is and why his life, death, and resurrection are gifts to us. And God recognizes that we need help in life. We need continual reminders. There are some truths that we just need to hear again and again and again throughout the course of our lives. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. It's like hearing that you're loved, right? We don't just need to hear that one time from one person ever in our lives. We need to hear it again and again and again as children, as adults, as elderly people, in moments of joy and in moments of despair. That's a truth we need to hear again and again and again. Or think about some of the key lessons of life. For example, the need for rest and self-care. Right? This is a lesson that you can be taught. But at different moments in your life, you're going to have to relearn it, right? We keep trying to do too much and you push your body a little too far and you get sick. And your body gives out on you, right? Mm-hmm. And so no matter what, you think you've learned that lesson, and then you go and you do it again, right? And you need to relearn it. Well, the Holy Spirit's job is to teach us again and again and again that God loves us, that God loves us so much, that God came in the form of Jesus Christ into the world to live among us, to share our joys and our sorrows, to die for us, and to bring us into union with the Trinity. That's the Holy Spirit's job, is to re-declare that to us again and again and again. Sometimes we think, we don't need to hear this again. We do. We do. Our lives are full of so much change. And at different moments in life, you need to hear things differently. You need to hear them again. The Holy Spirit comes not only at different moments in our life, but over time, right? Think about the Holy Spirit at the beginning in the early church. Think about the Holy Spirit during the Reformation. Think about the Holy Spirit now, today, in 21st century America, in Brooklyn, New York. The Holy Spirit tells us the same truth, but in different ways for different people. In different times, declaring God's love again and again and again for us.